This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information and to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Domestic Cookery, Useful Recipes and Hints to Young Housekeepers by Elizabeth E. Lee. Section 7. Pies, Puddings, Cakes, etc. To make common pies. 1 pound of lard to a gallon of flour will make very good common pies. Work the lard in the flour and put in some salt and wet it with water. Make it so that it can just be rolled out. When you have put in the fruit, wet the crust with water, put on the top, and close it up. Stick it with a fork on the top. To stew fruit for pies. All fruits that are not fully ripe should be stewed and sweetened. To boil a gallon of molasses at a time and keep it to sweeten pies is cheaper than sugar and answers a very good purpose where there is a large family. When fruit is fully ripe, it does well to bake in pies without being stewed. After washing the dried fruit, put it on to stew in a bell metal kettle, over the fire, or in a tin pan in a stove. Let it have plenty of water as it swells very much, and if it seems dry, put in more water. Apples take longer to stew than peaches and should have more water. Fruit stewed in this way is very good to put on the table to eat with meat. Do not stir the fruit while it is stewing or it will burn. Dried cherries and damsons may be stewed in the same manner, adding the sugar before they are quite done. Pie crust. Sift 1.5 pounds of flour and take out 1/4 for rolling. Cut in it 1/4 pound of lard, mix it with water, and roll it out. Cut 1/2 pound of butter and put it in at 2 rollings with the flour that was left out. For making the bottom crust of pies, cut 1/2 pound of lard into 1 pound of flour with a little salt. Mix it stiff and grease the plates before you make pies. Always make your paste in a cold place and bake it soon. Some persons prefer mixing crust with milk instead of water. Paste for puddings. Sift 1 pound of flour, have 1/2 pound of butter, and 1/4 pound of lard. Save out 1/4 of the flour for rolling. Cut the lard into the remainder and mix it with water. Roll it out and flake in 1/2 of the butter. Dust over it some of the flour. Close it up, roll it again, and put in the rest of the butter. This quantity will make crust for 5 or 6 puddings. Another way, to 3.5 pounds of sifted flour, put 2 pounds of lard and a piece of volatile salts as large as a full-sized nutmeg, dissolved in a little water. Make a pretty stiff paste, then roll in 3/4 pound of butter. This will make about 8 pies and 12 shells. Puff paste. Sift 1 pound of flour and take out 1/4 for rolling. Divide 1 pound of butter into 4 parts. Cut in 1 part of the butter into the flour with a knife. Make it a stiff dough with water. Roll it out and flake it with part of the butter. Do this 3 times till it is all in. Handle it as little as possible and keep it in a cool place. This quantity will make crust sufficient for 3 puddings and 10 puffs. They should bake with a quick heat, but do not let them burn. They will take from 10 to 15 minutes to bake, according to the number of layers of paste. Do not put on the preserves till a short time before they are eaten. Rich mince pies. Take 4 pounds of beef, boiled and chopped fine. Pick and chop 3 pounds of suet. Wash 2 pounds of currants and 1 of raisins. Grate the peel of 2 lemons and put in the juice. Pound a spoonful of dried orange peel. Slice 1 ounce of citron and chop 12 large apples. Mix these together with 3 pounds of sugar and 1/2 pint of wine and the same of brandy and sweet cider to make it a proper thickness. Put in mace and nutmeg to your taste. If the cider is not sweet, you must put in more sugar before the pies are baked. Cut several places in the top of each with a pair of scissors. Mince pies not so rich. Take 4 pounds of beef after it has been boiled and chopped. 1 of suet, 2 of sugar, 2 of raisins, and 4 of chopped apples. Mix these together with a pint of wine and cider to make it thin enough. Season to your taste with mace, nutmeg, and orange peel. If it is not sweet enough, put in more sugar. Warm the pies before they are eaten. Where persons are not fond of suet, put butter instead, and stew the apples instead of so much cider. Farmers' mince pies. When you kill a beef, save the head for pies. It is some trouble to prepare it, but it is very nice for the purpose. Split the head, take out the brains and eyes, wash it well in cold water, and soak it all night with 2 hogs' heads that have been cleaned. In the morning, boil them till you can take out the bones easily. Skim off the froth as it rises, or it will stick to the meat. Pick out the bones and chop it fine with 3 pounds of suet. This should be done the day before you want to bake. Mix to this quantity of meat 2 gallons of chopped apples, 4 pounds of raisins, 1/2 gallon of boiled molasses, 1 pint of currant wine, 1 teacup of rose brandy, 1 ounce of cinnamon, orange peel and mace, from 2 to 4 nutmegs, and sweet cider enough to make it the right thickness. If the cider is not sweet, put in more molasses. When it is all mixed, it is best to bake a small pie, as you can alter the seasoning, if it is not to your taste. If you have not raisins, dried cherries or small grapes that have been preserved in molasses are very good, or stewed dried apples instead of green. And where you have no cider, stew the apples in plenty of water so as to have them very soft. A little good vinegar, sweetened and mixed with water, also does instead of cider, but is not so good. This will make about 40 pies, and if you have a convenient way of keeping them, you may bake all at once, as they will keep for 2 months very readily when the weather is cold. If you do not bake all at once, put what is left in a jar. Cover the top with melted suet, and over this put a piece of white paper with a teacup of spirits poured on the top. Tie it up and keep it where it will not freeze. Where persons have a large family and workmen on a farm, these pies are very useful. Rhubarb pie. Peel the stalks, cut them in small pieces, and stew them till very soft in a little water. When done, mash and sweeten with sugar. Set it away to cool. Make a puff paste and bake as other pies. Some prefer it without stewing, cutting the stems in small pieces and strewing sugar over them before the crust is put on. These pies will lose their fine flavor after the first day. They take less sugar than gooseberries. Peach pie. Take mellow clingstone peaches. Pare, but do not cut them. Put them in a deep pie plate lined with crust. Sugar them well. Put in a tablespoonful of water and sprinkle a little flour over the peaches. Cover with a thick crust, in which make a cut in the center and bake for 3/4 to 1 hour. Sweet potato pie. Boil the potatoes, skin and slice them. Put a layer of potatoes and a layer of good apples sliced thin in a deep dish. Put potatoes and apples alternately till the dish is filled. Mix together wine, water, sugar, butter, and nutmeg and pour over. Cover it with crust and bake as oyster pie. Pork mince pie. Take pieces of fresh pork that have been left from sausage meat, or any trimmings of the hams or shoulders. Boil them, then chop. Have 2 heads nicely washed and cleaned. Boil, pick out the bones and chop them. Mix with the other meat, and season as you would do other mince pies. They do not require any suet. The lower crust of mince pies need not be so rich as the top. Always cut several places in the top crust with scissors to keep the juice from wasting. When you warm mince pies, do it gradually, and do not have the crust scorched. Some prefer them cold. When the pies are very plain, a little preserved syrup and a glass of wine at. Currant pie. After stemming green currants, scald them and allow them to stand a while. Pour off the water, have the crust in your plates, put in the currants, sweeten them well, put in a little water, a dust of flour, and a little orange peel. Gooseberries are prepared in the same way, but require more sugar. Cherries should not be scalded. Pumpkin pudding. Choose a yellow pumpkin with a fine grain. Pare and cut it in small pieces. Boil it in plenty of water, and take it up as soon as it is done, or it will soak up the water. To a gallon of pumpkin stewed and mashed, put 2 quarts of milk, 8 eggs, 1/2 pound of butter, 1/2 teacup of lemon or rose brandy, nutmeg and sugar to your taste. Bake it in deep plates with a bottom crust. Apple pudding. Take 3 pints of stewed apples well mashed. Melt 1 pound of butter. Beat 10 eggs with 2 pounds of sugar and mix all together with a glass of brandy and wine. Pat in nutmeg to your taste and bake in puff paste. Quince pudding. Take 6 quinces, pare them, cut them in quarters and stew them in a little water with lemon peel. Cover them and let them cook gently till soft, then mash or rub them through a sieve. Mix them with sugar till very sweet. Season with mace and nutmeg. Beat up 4 eggs and stir in with 1 pint of cream. Bake in paste. Potato pudding. Take 1.5 pounds of well-mashed potatoes while they are still warm. Put in 3/4 pound of butter. Beat 6 eggs with 3/4 pound of sugar, rolled fine. Mix all well together and put in a glass of brandy. Season with nutmeg, mace, or essence of lemon. Bake in paste. Coconut pudding. Take 3/4 pound of grated coconut with the brown skin taken off, 1/2 pound of sugar, the same of butter, the whites of 6 eggs beaten light, 1/2 pint of cream, a glass of brandy or rose water, and 1/4 pound of crackers pounded fine. Beat them together and bake in paste. If you wish the pudding rich, take 1 pound of butter, the same quantity of coconut, of sugar and whites of eggs, omitting the crackers and cream. Season as above. This quantity will fill 6 dessert plates of large size. Sweet potato pudding. Boil the potatoes, take off the skin. Mash and strain them while warm. To 1 pound of potatoes, put 1/2 pound of butter. Beat 6 eggs with 1/2 pound of loaf sugar. Add a little mace or nutmeg. Mix all together and bake, with or without paste. Lemon pudding. Grate the rind of 6 fresh lemons, squeeze the juice from 3, and strain it. Beat the yolks of 16 eggs very light. Put to them 16 tablespoonsful of powdered sugar, not heaped, with 4 crackers finely powdered. Beat it till light. Put a puff paste in your dish and bake in a moderate oven. Another way. Take 1 pound of potatoes, strained through a sieve, 1/2 pound of butter, the same of rolled sugar, the juice of 2 lemons, and the peel of 1. Beat 5 eggs and mix all together with a glass of wine and nutmeg. A preserve pudding. Take a deep dish, butter it well, and spread a layer of preserves without syrup, either quinces, citron, apples, or peaches. Rub together 1 pound of fresh butter and the same of powdered loaf sugar. Add the yolks of 16 eggs well beaten. Pour this on the preserves. Bake it in a quick oven for 1/2 hour. It may be set by till the next day. Beat the whites of the eggs as for island, seasoning with currant jelly, and spread it over the pudding cold, just as it goes to table. This makes a rich dish and is eaten without sauce. This quantity will bake in 4 ordinary pie plates. Arrowroot pudding. Take 4 tablespoons full of arrowroot. Mix with a little cold milk. Pour on this 1 quart of boiling milk. Beat 6 eggs with 3 tablespoons full of sugar, and stir all together with a spoonful of butter. Bake it 20 minutes in paste. Rice pudding. Pour 1 quart of boiling milk on 1 pint of rice flour. Stir it well, and put in 6 spoons full of sugar, 1 of butter, and 4 eggs. Beat all together and bake in deep plates with or without crust. Another way. Boil 1/2 pound of rice till soft. When nearly cold, stir in 1/2 pound of white sugar, 1/4 pound of butter, and 3 eggs well beaten. Grate in 1/2 a nutmeg. Stir in 1 pint of rich milk. Pour all in a yellow dish and bake 1/2 hour. Then put a thick coating of loaf sugar on the top and eat hot, with or without cream. Pudding of whole rice. Boil 1 pint of washed rice in milk or water till soft. Put in 1 lump of butter, 5 eggs, and sugar to your taste. Season with essence of lemon or lemon peel, and mix in cream to make it thin enough to pour. Bake it in paste in deep plates. A pudding of cornmeal. Pour 3 pints of boiling water on nearly 1/2 pint of sifted cornmeal. Stir in 1/2 pound of butter. Add 4 eggs, a little nutmeg, rose brandy, and the grated peel of a lemon. Sweeten it and bake it in paste. Corn pudding in paste. To 2 pounds of mush moderately warm, put 3/4 pound of butter, the yolks of 6 eggs, the rind of 1 lemon, and the juice of 2, sugar and nutmeg to your taste, and bake in paste as potato puddings. This is much admired. Richmond pudding. Take 1 pound of raisins, stoned and chopped, 1/2 pound of currants rubbed in flour, 1.5 pounds of grated bread, 1 pound of suet, shred fine, 8 eggs, 2 glasses of brandy, and 2 of wine. Beat them all together, adding the eggs at the last. Dip your bag or cloth in boiling water and flour it well. Pour in the pudding and tie it up, leaving room for it to swell. Allow it 4 hours to boil. Eat it with white sauce. Suet pudding. Take 1/2 pound of suet, chopped fine, 4 teacups of flour, and 5 eggs. Beat these together with 1 quart of milk, and 1/2 spoonful of salt. Put in 3 teacups of raisins just before you tie it up. They should be rubbed in flour to prevent them from sinking. Dried cherries or pared dried peaches are very good instead of raisins. Scald the cloth and flour it. Leave room for the pudding to swell. If you put 1/4 cornmeal, you can do with fewer eggs. Cheesecakes. Take 1 quart of curd after the whey has been strained off. Mix it with 1/2 pound of fresh butter, 1 ounce of pounded blanched almonds, the whites of 3 eggs, 1 teacup of currants. Season with sugar and rose water to your taste, and bake in plates with paste. Baked apples. Wash and core your apples, and in the vacancy left by the core, put brown sugar, and bake them in a stove or oven. Batter pudding with green fruit. Make a batter as for suet pudding. If you have small fruit, put it in whole. If apples, chop them fine. Boil it 3 hours. Custard bread and butter pudding. Fill a pan with slices of buttered bread, with raisins, grated nutmeg, and sugar over each slice. Beat 6 eggs with 1 teacup of sugar. Add 2 quarts of rich milk, and pour it over the bread and butter. Bake it in a stove or oven. Balloon puddings. Mix 1 pint of rich milk with 1 pound and 1/4 of flour. Break 9 eggs. Beat the yolks with the batter, the whites alone. When they are mixed, stir in 3/4 pound of melted butter. Grease cups or bowls with butter. pour in the batter, and bake them half an hour. If in a Dutch oven, put some water in the bottom. Eat them with white sauce. Plain rice pudding. Put 2 quarts of good milk in a tin pan, with a teacup of whole rice and the same of stemmed raisins, and a little nutmeg or cinnamon, and sugar to your taste. If you bake it in a Dutch oven, it is best to put a little water in the bottom before you set it in. Bake it till the rice is soft and there is a brown crust on the top. A rice dish with fruit. Put a teacup of rice in a quart of milk and boil it very slowly to keep it from burning. When done, add a little salt, a teacup of cream, and sugar enough to sweeten it. Have ready in a deep dish any fruit that is in season, cherries, blackberries, or apricots, apples or peaches, cut up and well sweetened, but uncooked. Spread the rice roughly over and bake it slowly 2 hours. It may be eaten with cream and nutmeg and is quite as good cold as warm. Bread pudding. Bread pudding is made out of bread that is too dry to use. Cut it fine, boil it in milk, and mash it well. Beat 4 eggs and put in with 1/2 pound of raisins. Boil it 1.5 hours or bake it. Bread and apple pudding, to be eaten with sauce. Put a layer of buttered bread in the bottom of a well-buttered dish with chopped apples, sugar, grated bread and butter, and a little pounded cinnamon. Fill up the dish with alternate layers of these articles, observing that it is better to have the inner layer of bread thinner than that of the top and bottom. This is a nice dish for those who cannot partake of pastry. Custard hasty pudding. Put a quart of new milk on to boil. Then mix a teacup of rice flour with a little milk, 2 eggs, and 3 spoonsful of sugar. Beat it, and when your milk boils, stir it in. Let it boil 5 minutes. Then pour it out on some buttered toast in a bowl or dish, and grate nutmeg over it. Elk Ridge Huckleberry Pudding. 1 pound of flour, 1 of light brown sugar, 8 eggs, beat as sponge cake, and add 1 quart of berries nicely picked, washed, and allowed to dry. Bake as sponge cake. This may be served with sauce, either hot or cold. Huckleberry pudding. Make a batter of 5 eggs to 1 quart of milk and a little butter. Pick, wash, and rub in flour 1 pint or more of huckleberries. Put them in and bake as long as other puddings, or boil it in a bag. Green corn pudding. Cut the green corn through the grain. Scrape it off the cob with the back of a knife. Prepare a batter made of 1 quart of rich milk, 2 eggs, and wheat flour, and a little salt. Then add the corn and beat it well for a few minutes. It should be of a consistency to pour easily. Grease the pan and pour it in. Bake with quick heat in a stove or spider about 1/2 hour. 6 ears of corn will be enough for 1 quart of milk, or you may double the quantity. Eat it with butter, sugar and cream, molasses, or any sauce that is convenient. Baked pudding. Boil 1 quart of milk and stir into it 1/2 pint of cornmeal and 1 teaspoonful of salt. Mix this well together. Beat 2 eggs. Stir in when nearly cold. Add 1 teacup of chopped suet, 2 tablespoonsful of sugar, a little spice. Grease a pan and pour it in. Bake 3/4 hour. Eat it with sugar and cream or molasses sauce. A boiled Indian pudding. Boil 1 quart of milk and stir in meal to make it a thick batter. Put in 1 teaspoonful of salt, 1 teacup of suet, 1 spoonful of sugar. Mix these well together. Add 2 eggs, well beaten. If you have dried peaches, soak them, sprinkle them with dry flour, and put them in. Or put in raisins, previously rubbed with wheat flour. Beat it well. Have your pot boiling. Scald the bag. Flour it and put in the pudding. It will boil 2 hours. Eat with sugar and cream, molasses, or any kind of pudding sauce. Boiled bread pudding. Take a loaf of stale light bread. Tie it in a cloth. Boil it 1 hour and eat it with sauce. A bird's nest pudding. Pare and core some apples, enough to fill a deep dish. They should be ripe, and such as will cook easily. Make a custard of 5 eggs to 1 quart of milk, and sugar and nutmeg to taste. Pour this over and bake 1/2 hour. Little puddings in pans. Beat 4 eggs very light. Make a batter of 2 teacups of flour, 3 of milk, and 1 of cream. Pour in the eggs and beat all well together. Put in 1 spoonful of melted butter, grease your shallow pins or cups, and bake from 20 to 30 minutes. Eat them with sauce or sugar, cream, and nutmeg. Switzerland pudding. Make a batter of 5 eggs, 1 quart of milk, and flour. Pare and core enough good apples to cover the bottom of your pan. Fill the holes where the cores came out with sugar. Grease the pan, lay them in, and pour the batter over. Bake it 1.5 hours, and make wine sauce to eat with it. Boiled puddings. In boiling puddings, you must observe to have plenty of water in the pot. The puddings should be turned frequently. Have the water boiling when it goes in and do not let it stop. Have a tea kettle of water by the fire to pour in as it evaporates. When the pudding is done, it should be dipped in a pan of cold water to prevent its adhering to the cloth. Screw dumplings. Roll out some paste thin in a long strip. Lay in preserves of any kind or stewed fruit well sweetened. Roll it up and close it tight. Pin it up in a towel and boil it 1 hour. Eat it with butter, sugar, and cream or sauce. Large dumplings. Take green fruit of any kind, peaches, apples, cherries, blackberries, or huckleberries. Make crust as for pies. Roll it out, put the fruit in, and pin it in a cloth. Boil it 2 hours. Peach and apple dumplings. Make a crust as for plain pies. Cut it in as many pieces as you want dumplings. Pare and core the apples. Roll out the crust and close them up. Have the water boiling when they go in and let them boil 3/4 hour. Peaches pared and stoned make very good dumplings. Eat them with sauce of any kind or sugar, cream, and butter. Light bread dumplings. Take as much lightened dough as will make a loaf of bread. Work into it 1/2 pound of stemmed raisins. Tie it up in a cloth and boil it 1.5 hours. Rice dumplings. Wash and pick 1 pint of rice. Boil it in water till it is soft. Have some apples pared and cored whole. Fill the holes with sugar. Cover them over with the rice. Tie each one separately in a cloth. Boil them till the apples are done. Indian suet dumplings. Chop beef suet fine, and to 1 pint of Indian meal, take 1 tablespoonful of the suet and 1 little salt. Pour on boiling water enough to make 1 stiff dough. Work it well. Make into round cakes and boil in clear water. These are good when vegetables are scarce to eat with meat or as a dessert with sugar or molasses. Corn dumplings. When you boil corned beef, new bacon, or pork, you can make dumplings by taking some of the grease out of the pot with some of the water and pouring it hot on 1 quart of Indian meal. Mix and work it well. It will not require salt. Make it into 1 little round cakes. They should be stiff or they will boil to pieces. Take out the meat when it is done and boil the dumplings in the same water for 1/2 hour. They may be eaten with molasses and make a good common dessert. Pancakes. Take 5 eggs to 1 quart of milk. Make a thin batter with flour. Have 1 little hot lard in the frying pan and pour in enough batter to cover the bottom. Turn and fry the other side. If eggs are scarce, 1 teaspoon of saleratus will supply the place of 2. Eat them with wine and sugar. water pancakes, a cheap dessert. Stir a quart of warm water in sufficient flour to make a batter of moderate thickness. Dissolve a teaspoonful of saleratus with a little salt into a teacupful of buttermilk or sour cream. Beat it well. Put a little lard in a frying pan, and when it is hot, fry them. They are much better to be eaten hot with sauce, sugar and cream, or anything you may fancy. This is a very cheap dessert, and has been thought nearly equal to pancakes made with milk and eggs. Apple fritters. Allow 4 eggs to a quart of milk. Make a thick batter with flour and beat it well. Stir in a quart of apples, chopped fine. Have a frying pan with hot lard, and drop a spoonful in a place. Fry them light brown on both sides, and eat with sugar and wine or sweet cider. Rice fritters. To a pint of rice flour, add a teaspoonful of salt and a pint of boiling water. Beat 4 eggs and stir them in. Have hot lard in a frying pan and fry them as for other fritters. Indian meal fritters. Take a quart of buttermilk, in which dissolve a teaspoonful of saleratus. Stir in meal to make a batter of suitable thickness, a teaspoonful of salt and 2 eggs. Beat all well together and fry in hot lard as other fritters. If you like, you can put in chopped apples. Eat with sugar or molasses. Snow fritters. Take of light new fallen snow 3 tablespoons for every egg you would otherwise use. That is, if you would wish the quantity that 3 eggs would make in the usual way, take 9 tablespoons full of snow, and stir in a quart of rich milk that has been setting in a very cold place so that it will not melt the snow and destroy its lightness. Put in a teaspoonful of salt and enough wheat flour to make a stiff batter. Have ready a frying pan with boiling lard, and drop a spoonful in a place as with other fritters, and set the remainder in a cold place till the first are done. Eat them with wine sauce, or sugar, butter, and cream, or anything you fancy. Rice flummery. Rice that is ground coarse in a hand mill is much better for making flummery than the flour you buy. Put 3 pints of milk to boil. Mix with water 2 teacups of ground rice, and stir it in the milk when it boils. While the milk is cold, put in it 2 dozen peach kernels, blanched and rolled with a bottle. Wet your molds with cold cream or water. Keep stirring the rice till it is thick, then pour it out in the molds. Just before dinner, turn them out on dishes. Have cream, sugar, and nutmeg mixed to eat it with. Rice milk. Take a teacupful of rice. Boil it till about half done, and let all the water be evaporated. Then add the milk, and beat an egg with some flour, and stir in. Let it boil a few minutes, and season with sugar and nutmeg. Wine sauce for puddings. Mix a spoonful of flour in a teacup of water, with 2 spoons full of sugar, and 1 of butter. Stir this in half a pint of boiling water. Let it boil a few minutes. Then add a glass of wine and some nutmeg. White sauce. Take 1/2 pound of powdered white sugar and 1/4 pound of butter. Beat them well together with a glass of wine, and grate in 1/2 a nutmeg. A little currant jelly is preferred by some in this sauce instead of wine. Cream sauce. Boil 1/2 pint of cream. Thicken it a very little, and put in a lump of butter. Sweeten it to your taste, and after it gets cold, add a glass of white wine. This is good to eat with boiled rice, plain pudding, or apple dumplings. Molasses sauce. Put 1/2 pint of molasses to boil in a skillet with a piece of butter the size of an egg. When it has boiled a few minutes, pour in 1 teacup of cream and grate in 1/2 nutmeg. This is the most economical way of making sauce. Egg sauce. Take the whites of 3 eggs and the yolks of 2. Beat them till very light, and add a large tablespoonful of butter ready creamed, with sugar and nutmeg to your taste. Boil 3 glasses of wine, and pour over the other ingredients. Put it over the fire, and let it boil 2 minutes, stirring all the time. This is nice sauce for any kind of pudding. Cherry toast. Stone and stew 1 quart of ripe cherries. Sweeten them. Place some slices of buttered toast in a deep dish, and put the stewed cherries over them. A little powdered cinnamon or grated nutmeg may be put on the toast. Apple custard. Lay a crust in your pie plates. Slice apples thin and half fill the plates. Pour over a custard made of 4 eggs to 1 quart of milk. Sweeten and season it. Bake slowly. Custard baked in cups. Beat up 5 eggs with 2 heaped spoons full of sugar. Mix these with 1 quart of rich milk and a little nutmeg. Fill the cups. Pour water in the bottom of a Dutch oven or dripping pan and set them in and bake them till thick. Boiled custard. Put on to boil 1 quart of new milk. Have ready 12 peach kernels, scalded, peeled, and rubbed fine with a bottle. Beat 5 or 6 eggs with some sugar, and when the milk boils, stir them in with the kernels. Keep stirring till it thickens, but do not let it boil, or it will curdle. Then take it off the fire, pour it in a pitcher, and continue to stir till it is nearly cold. Then pour it into your cups, and grate nutmeg over the top of each. If you wish to have it flavored with lemon, boil some peel with the milk. This custard may be put in a glass bowl and an island on the top. Cold custard. Sweeten 1/2 gallon of milk. Put into it 1 tablespoonful of rennet wine, and let it stand in a warm place till it begins to come. Then it should be set in cold water till dinner time. Just as you take it to table, pour some cream on it and grate nutmeg over the top. Cream custard. To 1 pint of thin cream, take 1 egg, and beat and season as other custard. Bake it in a plate with paste. This quantity is sufficient for 1 large plate. It is more delicate than custard made in the usual way. Ice custard with vanilla. Boil 3 pints of rich milk with as much vanilla as will give it a good flavor. Sweeten it to your taste. Have ready 4 eggs well beaten. Pour the boiling milk on them and keep stirring till cool. Then put it to freeze. Custard with raisins. Stone and cut 1 teacup of raisins. Put them in 1 quart of milk. When it boils, stir in 5 eggs well beaten with 2 tablespoons full of sugar and a little lemon peel. Keep stirring till it boils again. Then take it off the fire and stir till nearly cold. Then put it in cups, or in a large bowl. Beat the whites of 3 eggs with sugar, and when quite cold, put them on the top of the custard. To boil custard in water. Beat the eggs, sugar, and seasoning together. Put it in a pitcher or nice stone jar. Put in the milk and stir it well together. Set the pitcher in a pot of boiling water and stir till it is cooked. Then take the pitcher out and stir till nearly cool. Custard should never be boiled or baked too much. 1 minute too long will sometimes spoil it. Whips. Grate the peel of 1 lemon in 1 pint of cream. Sweeten it with loaf sugar and whip it well. Beat the whites of 3 eggs and mix with it. Put apple jelly, seasoned with lemon, in the bottom of your glasses, and as the froth rises, put it on the top of the jelly. Trifle. Put slices of sponge cake or Naples biscuit in the bottom of a deep glass dish. On this, put slices of preserved citron or apples preserved with lemon. Pour over this a boiled custard, and on top put a whip made by the foregoing recipe. Floating island. Beat the whites of 5 eggs till the beater will stand up in them. Then add, 1 little at a time, 4 spoons full of powdered loaf sugar and currant jelly, or preserved syrup of any kind. Put rich milk in the bottom of a glass or china bowl, and put the island on the top. To make floating island, you should allow the whites of 6 eggs to 6 persons. You can have very good custards at the same time with the yolks of the eggs. Apple Float. To a quart of apples, lightly stewed and well mashed, put the whites of 3 eggs well beaten, and 4 tablespoons heaping full of loaf sugar. Heat them together for 15 minutes, and eat with rich milk and nutmeg. Carrageen, or Irish Moss Blancmange. Wash in 3 waters 1/2 ounce of carrageen moss. Drain and put it in 2 quarts of new milk. Let it boil for a few minutes. Strain it in a pitcher, wet the molds, and pour it in while hot. Let it stand till it becomes thick, when it may be eaten with sugar and cream, seasoned with peach or rose water, or with a lemon rolled in the sugar. Some prefer seasoning the blancmange before putting it in the molds. It will keep in a cool place 2 days, and is better to be made the day before it's eaten. To keep suet for several months. Chop the suet you wish to preserve until summer, as fine as for mince pies or puddings. Then add a tablespoonful of salt to 3 tablespoons full of suet. Mix all well together and put in jars. Keep it tied up close, as exposure to the air makes it strong. It should be soaked an hour before you wish to use it to remove the salt taste. Skim curds. Put to boil 1 gallon of sweet milk. When it fairly boils, pour in 1 quart of buttermilk. In a few minutes the curd will rise, which skim off and set by to cool for dessert. Season it as you help to it at table, with cream and sugar to the taste. Whey skim curds. Boil the whey and put in 1 pint of sour buttermilk. When the curds rise to the top, take them off and set them in a cold place. They make a nice dessert to eat with sugar, cream, and nutmeg. Cheese curds. Put to boil 1 gallon of skim milk. Stir into it 2 spoonsful of rennet wine. When it turns, dip up the curds and set them away to cool. Eat them with sweetened cream and nutmeg. Rennet wine for cold custards or curds. Rub the salt from a nicely dried rennet and cut it up. Put it in a bottle and fill it up with good wine. If care is taken to keep it filled up, it will last for several years, to make cold custards and cheese curds. To preserve milk to use at sea. To every quart of new milk, put 1 pound of loaf sugar. Let it boil very slowly in an iron pot, over clear coals, till it is as thick as thin cream, stirring it all the time. Pour it out in a pitcher, and stir till it is cold. Put in bottles, cork it tight, and put sealing wax over the corks. It must be shaken before it is used. End of section 7. Pies, puddings, cakes, etc.